Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gus Fauché, is our guest. I mispronounced your name there. Gus, sorry about that. Gus, welcome back to the show. He's with PNC Financial Services Group. He's a Senior VP and Deputy Chief Economist over there. Gus, thanks again for hanging out with us. How about a website for your group and for the where they can find your survey?
Sure, you can go to pnc.com/economic reports, or you can follow me at Twitter at Gus Fauché. That's GusFaucherPNC.
All right, so check that out, folks. And again, Gus, thank you for making this available to us. We were glad to have you guys here last spring, and we'll look forward to the next one too. So, folks, this is a very scientific survey about the relative optimism and the attitudes of small businesses across the country, in B2B and B2C and across the small business sector. And we found out that folks are, well, you know, Gus, small business owners are pathological optimists.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I mean, obviously, you have
it's
a have to have
keep
a lot
them
of
down.
Yeah, you have to have a lot of optimism to take on the risk of starting a small business. And so I think that you're right, that there are people who feel good about their prospects and are optimistic in general.
You mentioned in the last segment that even though they were most of them were hopeful about the future, if not excited, but they still weren't hiring. I wonder, you also polled them about the upcoming overtime rules. And
yes.
I'm going to pick your comment, your results apart a little bit. Tell us what you found.
Sure. What we do, what we found is that about 40% of small business owners expect that they will be covered by the new overtime rules. However, only about 1 in 10 says that they expect that will reduce their hiring. About 80% say that it won't have much of an impact. So there is a small but negative effect on hiring from the new overtime regulations that go into effect soon. Went into effect at the beginning of this year.
I'm going to push back on those a little bit, and I'll tell you why. I've done some of my own research. I wonder if your survey, nothing technically wrong with it, but from a timing standpoint, you would have taken this in as early as what very early October, maybe even a little bit of September?
I think it was more September, yeah.
Okay, more September. All right. Small business owners still didn't know very much about this law, this regulation. And in those days, you see what I mean? I really, if there's one thing that I'm going to have to push back a little bit, because when I polled my guys, my audience, about a month ago, about the middle of October, half of them didn't even know it was coming at them, didn't know anything about it. And this has been what I've been worried about, Gus, is that small business owners were this was a train wreck coming at them that they didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one thing that I'm a little bit worried about. I wonder, do you have any way of knowing if the limited number of hiring that they're planning in your survey, if it was impacted by by what they knew about the new regs, the overtime regs?
Well, obviously, if they're not aware of the regulations, then they're not going to change their hiring plans if they aren't sure about it. So, I think it's a question of how many people how many people are aware of it. Of those group, how many think they're actually going to be affected by it, and then what their responses are going to be. So it could very well be that the response will be greater than we're expecting.
So, and it'll be interesting. The reason I'm having this conversation with you is I think it'll be appropriate for us to reconcile all of this next spring and ask the same kind of questions. What do you think?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we are going to go back. We follow up on questions like these,
right?
And so we are going to follow up with this in 2017 and find out how many businesses actually did change their hiring patterns in response.
I'm looking forward to hearing how that works out. I'm looking forward to getting that report from you. You mentioned capital expenditures. What did they tell you? Tell us again what they said about capital expenditures.
Only about 20% expect to increase their capital spending relative to where it was 6 months ago. And that's down from about a third in the spring and then a third last year at this time. So definitely reduced capital expenditure plans compared to 6 months ago and a year ago.
And that's tracking, I think, close with major corporation CapEx too, Gus, which is not good for – doesn't foretell a lot of optimism for out in the future, then, does it?
That's right. I mean, that's how we get, more profitable businesses over the long run, how we get more productive workers is through investment in equipment and in software that makes workers more productive. And so that is a concern for long-run economic growth.
Any indication about what they're thinking with regard to politics?
We did survey them, and of the small business owners, two-thirds were unhappy with the major party candidate. So I think that's a pretty telling number, and that's up from only 53% in the spring. So I think as we got closer to the election, I think people were more and more dissatisfied with the way things were going with the
election. With either one of them. Unhappy with both of them, right?
That's right. These are people who were unhappy with both of the major party
candidates. A lot of holding your nose this year, right?
Yes, I think that, and obviously I think a lot of voters feel that way as well in general, not just small business owners, but
right.
I think even among small business owners that feeling is magnified.
Well, yeah, I think you're right, and so I wonder if I'd be able to get a close hanger to, when I go to the poll today to put over my nose. Hey, Gus, give us the website one more time, please.
Sure, PNC.com/economic report.
Good job today. Will you come back?
I certainly will, Jim.
Gus Fauché, ladies and gentlemen, PNC Bank. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.